Girl, we're recording. Say
what's up, babe? What's up? It's Smooly.
Oh my god, this is my first podcast, so it's probably gonna be like, I'm probably gonna put this in the vault, you know, when I blow up. When I get rich, you motherfuckers then fucked up, okay? Just know that. No, but seriously, so this is, I guess, my first podcast for Sensei Ming. This is weird. This is really weird because, you know, iPhones is like, this is just amazing, okay? So, yeah, so today I want to talk about the difference between good pussy, bad pussy, good dick, bad dick. Because we have this notion like it's the size or... you know, it's how wet she is. And I just was thinking, like, I think it's selfish. And we have, like, a selfish notion about it. So, I'm my best friend here. My first podcast. You know what I'm saying? I hope you guys really enjoy this because I'm, like, dumb high. And I think this is going to be fun. So, we're going to talk about what the difference between, you know, this, we're two women. So, then we got two different opinions, two different... viewpoints. You know, we're best friends, but we're literally night and day, so I think that'll be great. So okay, so P, what is good dick to you?
Good dick is amazing, is affectionate, is attentive. Is that even a word?
Attentive, yeah, is a word.
It's like mind blowing. It's slow, but sometimes it could be fast.
Yeah, it could be both. That's the mind blowing sex right there. When you're just like fast and it's slow, you be like, he bought two speeds.
I think good dick is the best when it's like somebody that you really. Really like, or like really have a bond with, because if not, you just can't even get really nasty. Like, you can't even get all the way there, I don't feel like, unless you fucked up. Then you could just have some fucked in.
Man, anything is possible, dog.
Some drunk ass good sex.
Drunk ass good sex makes you remember the
drunk
next
ass good dick is good, but what about when you sober and you get the dick and it don't be the same? So then did it still count?
Immediately after he put his dick in, I immediately say I regret this decision. And usually my pussy just...
See? But when it's somebody that you already having good sex with and you like them, then that's it's different. Always good dick.
That's the one you, like, you jump on in the middle of the night.
That's
like,
the
you,
good you be dick. Like, it don't matter if you sober, drunk, it don't matter if it's daytime, nighttime.
So happy.
That's good dick. That's good dick.
Yeah, so I was saying that good dick is, like, just like with good pussy would be wet, it would be warmer, but not hot, you know what I'm saying, not too, it wouldn't be,
like,
you
know. But how do you know?
Because even as a woman.
Have you ever inserted your penis into a
fuck that shit. I've had sex with other women, and it made me realize the difference. Like, I used to hear men say ignorant shit, like, well, how lesbians even know it's good pussy. They don't even fucking know. But then when you actually start having sex with women, you realize, like, there's a difference. Like, some women move awkward as fuck. Like, what are you doing?
I don't think I had sex with another woman to say that.
Man, some women, like, you be know, like, what the fuck are you doing?
I know, like, I've seen a lot of vaginas. I know I've seen a lot of...
scary ass just on the cover.
I see just from the view, but I can't say it's good or bad from how it looks on the outside. So I'm not going to be the judge.
It'd be that horror story, but is it? You'd be like, oh shit, who the fuck is fucking this? Who?
Because it'd be like I didn't have sex with a real, real cute girl and it was wet.
That's what I'm saying.
But see, then like, I have sex with like a mediocre.
But that's like, okay. Like, okay,
you
that's,
know what I'm saying? That's when it'll be popping.
I would say that's that would be the, like, what is it, the adjective? We don't know. We'll check. We'll fact check it later. We're not trying to hear y'all. I'm high as shit. I'm not trying to do it with y'all. But that would be like good sex versus good pussy. But like good pussy is like when you, like, as a woman, when you start tripping and shit and rubbing up on top of each other, you don't want to feel that fucking... like, certain pussies just don't mix together. Like, you just, like, she moving all kind of weird. You trying to figure out what the fuck she doing? You like, is this her first time?
See, I ain't bumped a lot. You talking about far as what?
Bumping pussies?
See, I ain't do that a lot of times. So, I don't know.
But then men have told me. We'll come back on this.
I've did it a lot of times with one person. I haven't did it a lot of times with different.
Well, clearly it was good, bitch. I mean, maybe her mouth was good. Okay, sometimes that's why you'll go back to a different woman. Like, she may be crazy out of her fucking mind, but you will keep going back, because what that mouth do? How you feeling today? You feeling
sometimes
angry?
Sometimes that mouth go with that dick.
Sometimes, listen, you know, you know, but like
that's originally what we talk about. How do you even get on the
good pussy, good dick? Because I said I did introduce that pussy. And what men have told me that usually I realized that when you hear a song and you don't know the words, but when you read the lyrics, all of a sudden you hear the word in a song that you didn't know. Like, it's like that. Like, when men speak to me, something I didn't know, I'll notice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? From other women, where I'm like, yeah, that is kind of ratchet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we probably shouldn't do that. That probably doesn't look... But then, as someone who is very much about people being themselves, I also can, sometimes I'm like, with men, they don't realize that good pussy would contingent on her liking you. Like, she might be trying to get something out your ass, so she really don't like you. You ugly. You think you cute.
Exactly.
You
know what I'm saying? So that, really don't...
that was just Aggie on top of Aggie. Now I really need this money.
And that's and then when you was like, when you was saying earlier about, like, guys actually having to entice the women.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think guys, like, if they put more effort in trying to get the pussy instead of just, like, whipping it out like you were fuck.
Like they measure Mike.
Like, first of all, whip your dick out like this? First of all, I did not just know this is what he's about to do. I don't care. Like, of course, niggas always like, of course I'm linking up with this bitch I'm trying to fuck. But don't just be trying to whip it out on me. Like,
I'd be like, you know what I say now?
Look.
You know what I say now when nigga be like rubbing on his dick?
Hit me
with
an old school move. Turn off the lights. Hit some music. Put me in the mood or something. Let me know what's going on. I'm just like,
that's why the old niggas be getting this.
Chick on my dick. Chick it, all right, I'm out.
That's why old men... Or men, the new old heads, that's why, you know what I'm saying? New old heads actually...
Unless it's that good dick. Now, he can whip it out. The good dick can always just whip it out.
But you got to get to that first. I'm just saying, and I'm saying this because, like,
can get the good dick.
Yeah.
Whack dick can elevate. But once it's whack and you don't got no effort, you just think your dick is popping, that's when we got a problem. Where you just think, No, bro, that shit was wet. Like, that shit was... You was bunny fucking the fuck out of me. Dog, you wasn't eating my pussy. You was smashing your face in my pussy. You was not eating it. Like, what was that? Was you trying to... What?
You was sniffing it.
That's all you was doing was sniffing. You was fucking Eskimo kissing my pussy. Your nose was on... Don't even think touching it. Like, what was you doing? All I felt was your beard. That's it. No tongue.
So now, you know what I'm saying? Like, girl.
You be directing the nigga like... No, I be like, stick your tongue out. Leave
bye.
It there. All right, now put it on this.
Oh, my God. Bye.
Put it there. Stay right
bye.
There. All right, here. Give me your head. Let me just do this. You done took the whole nigga head. You done turned him into a bobblehead. Like,
oh my
let me
God.
Just not think this be... Let girl. Me just not regret this. Listen, bust.
When a nigga, when he put his mouth on my, if he puts his mouth on my vagina and he literally goes away from the clit, I immediately say, I regret this decision. Like, immediately. I regret this. What did I just do to myself?
Why?
And he got this hard ass, beautiful dick down there and he just can't suck pussy.
Can't eat no yam. You gotta get these yams slippery, slopery first. You just about
I'm
to get
I'm gonna need
this.
You to taste it like you want me to taste that dick, okay?
But you're not gonna, first of all, this is what kills me. When the nigga whip by the dick and think he just about to insert. When you get on the water ride, don't they turn on the water first?
I'm just saying.
Turn on the water, nigga.
1 + 1 still equal 2 in this bitch. Did they change
can you
it?
Turn on the water?
Can you please?
Can you do?
Can you tap that bitch on my forehead? Something make me feel like
he just there knocking at the door. What is you about to do, bro? You about to have both of us in the yard, dog? Like, no, not today.
You just start a fight.
What'd you say? Immediately, I regret this decision.
Immediately to regret
all
like, of
no,
this.
Bro. I'm
sorry. Like, bro, you listen. But for my good friend, one of my good friends, Jason Sanders, cash out that pussy. Just cash out it so that when I get there in my head, I gotta perform my best.
I already know how they gotta go. It don't matter if it's good or bad. I'm gonna make this a good one.
I'm about to ride you like Sea Biscuit, bitch.
And you didn't catch me. Maybe I'm gonna go get a bottle first. Let me make sure.
Oh my god! Anybody who knows me knows that Hennessy and Kahlua is my drink. And you know what's funny? Hennessy and Kahlua does like I transform into someone else. Like you know how Beyonce and Sasha Fierce, bitch, not in the bedroom, girl. What? Let me. What? I'm spending my whole text check on you. Let me see it. Ooh, it's there. He brought money to a girl. Oh, you bought a big dick too, girl. He bought a dick too, girl. Like, I'm about to fuck the shit out of you. Oh, no, but seriously.
But the good dick ain't gotta do nothing.
Good dick don't have to do
that
shit.
That is for when you work into the good
you,
dick.
That nigga can have all the bands. If you like, wet. Baby, I'm not worried about none of that. I just want this dick. Go back to your bitch. I don't need to see you ever
that's
again.
Why niggas get finessed because... When they dick is wet,
oh my god,
they gonna compensate me.
But all the bullshit.
But in the check is even better.
Listen, and he's so generous, girl. He generous too, bitch. Check. He could be ugly. I done met some ugly ass, generous
but you
ass.
You getting a good dick and good getting dick. Money from a nigga you ain't getting no giving no dick to.
No.
And that's the fucking funniest shit. I'm telling too much. Oh shit. I just pop up and just think a bitch gonna be ready to fuck because your
what
your
you doing
text.
Tonight? Ooh, what you got on? Nigga,
no,
what?
Your text, like what?
Nigga, I got on a boxing glove. I got some boxing gloves on.
I think what's a cheap move is when niggas wanna just take a bitch to a bar.
Oh my god.
Like, don't take a bitch to like a restaurant or like, cause you
no,
can still
I'm gonna get
drunk at a restaurant and you can get drunk at a bar, but I feel like more at bars is like people don't really get to sit down and have to get down and know each other.
No,
like,
they just sit in front of
you gotta
space.
Sit down and talk to somebody.
And they fake talk to each other.
And then you could work it up in there, you know what I'm saying? There you get on and you know his personality and you know it's making it better because the nigga could be ugly.
It's fun.
But if
a lot
his personality
of
popping and you like him and y'all vibing and you good.
Hey, can I tell y'all something? All them pretty niggas they be putting on Facebook. Common sense. They ain't got nothing. I'm just going to shout out to Columbia, to Irmo High. You know what I'm saying? Columbia High.
Oh my God. You just going to call these people dumb and then shout them out. You dead wrong. Shout out to Philly. We in this bitch. Fuck you, me. I don't give a fuck. I'm rapping for mine. You already know all my track niggas, all my real niggas, all them smart niggas, all them computer niggas, all them niggas. What's poppin'? Period. And them jail niggas can't leave them out.
No, I don't care. I've met some of the smartest men coming out of Morehouse, fucking FU, all kind of fucking FAMU.
Of the smartest niggas in these streets of Philly. Fuck, thank me. Fuck Morehouse. Like, shout out to Atlanta.
They coming for you, so fuck Morehouse. They coming for you. They coming for the numbers,
they ain't
okay?
Coming for me.
You know how they
don't
get them.
Come for me.
No, seriously. I've had, maybe, and you know I can't just say South Carolina because I've had an ex who was absolutely brilliant.
Morehouse is in Atlanta, ain't it?
Yeah, it's in the hood.
What are you talking about, South Carolina?
I was saying I met some of the most brilliant men, like, period, down south. You know what I'm saying? That's what an idiot savant is. They're brilliant. Idiots. They do dumb shit. Have no explanation for it. Just doing it. Just, like, why? Why did you drive the car through the strip club, sir?
Why? If we can't go to Calabasas, where else we gonna go? What they say? Where that shit go?
No, girl. Why did you see that? See, that's how people up top see people from down south. They be like, what you say, girl? Listen, when I was growing up, guys liked to hear that from me. Like, they was weird. I'd be like, it's over there. And they'd be like, what you say? And then that got men, like, aroused. I would start talking like a Southern Belle again. I'm just be like, hey, y'all. How you doing?
Yeah, they gonna
be
like, I love your accent.
But, Byron
from the Atlanta. And where you from? Georgia.
Anyway, back on Good Dick, Bad Dick, because I told you I was high. I might call it dabbing with dick. Now, dabbing is so... white people killed that shit. Murdered it. Took a sawed-off shotgun and shot that bitch a couple times. But I'm high all the time, so we'll think of a name. Maybe you guys can send in some names or something like that. I'm bloated. Horrible. It's horrible being a woman.
How actually does the podcast go? Because we just turned this shit on.
I don't know.
But.
I don't know. It's just recording. I don't think it's just recording. I haven't released it yet.
So do, like, how do we get people to listen to it?
I guess. I don't know. We might have said everything on there. I don't know, bitch. But whatever it is, we did it. I don't even care how to put it out there. It is what it is. Like, if y'all don't like it, you can suck a dick. You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump can say he grabbing pussies and be the president. Anything's possible, bitch.
Listen, you saying we'll be what? Pee for your mama.
So, this was so fun. So fun. You know what? My friend sent me something today that said, stimulate. And stimulate has M-U-L-A in the middle of it.
M-U-L-A is moolah.
It's moolah, baby.
It's so moolah.
We damn near are going 20 minutes, so we're going to actually get down to
this. It's moolah and mooly moolah.
Damn it. Ew. So this was fun. I guess we're going to close out. So thanks for listening. Was it good night?
Good night.
Don't let your drawers be too sorry. Come on. 8XMoolah, and I have my best friend back with me, Miss Mooly, baby.
It's Mooly, motherfucker.
And I have a special guest. I'm gonna let her give you her tag. My Miss Trix with the red hair, that her at tag is.
And Lala. Oh wait, what is my at tag? It's just _ Lala. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it.
We lit tonight as usual.
Happy Thanksgiving. We can't forget that. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
I don't celebrate colonizer holidays.
Happy Friendsgiving. We're at the Homewood Suites in Philly.
in a jacuzzi right now. Like, how lit are we? Yeah.
So, I wanted to finish our session with good versus bad dick and bad pussy. And I just really wanted to chime in with Miss Trix, Miss Lala herself, to hear what she got to say. I'm going to release this tonight, so hopefully y'all love it. But we're going to just jump right into it. So, our first podcast is, what is good dick and bad dick? What's good pussy and bad pussy? I'm going to find some fellas. We're going to elaborate on the good pussy, bad pussy. But tonight, we're going to talk about that good dick, y'all. So, and that bad dick, because a lot of y'all is losing.
Okay.
So, Miss Lala, what do you consider good dick?
All right.
She had to think about it.
I was the same way.
This bitch was...
Listen, yeah. See, what guys be thinking, it's like, bam, 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 like all in a, bro, no, baby, it don't always take you trying to be a fucking jackhammer, because the bigger the dick, you ain't got to do all that work,
right? Right.
Listen, but then motherfuckers think because the lymph is popping, then your dick gonna be popping. No, it's all about that girth.
Like, you got to be able to fill the hole.
We got a new word tonight, girth. Girth, bitch. We chilling with the educated bitches in the night.
You got a long dick, and it's skinny as fuck.
You losing.
And my pussy has room. That does not mean it is loose. It just means, nigga, you is not packing.
You ain't got no girth.
Girth.
Word of the day?
Girth.
Y'all know I love Webster Dictionary. Everybody that know me know I love some new words. But girth is a good word. Okay, so... So, girth, we're going to stop there. Miss Mamoli, we're going to go back to you. I asked you what good dick was. So, tonight I'm going to ask you what bad dick is, girl. What is the trash dick? Throwing it all away.
Are we able to say names?
No name drop.
Listen, this might turn into Wendy Williams type show. I might let y'all start drop name dropping. But you know, niggas are sensitive.
Listen, I'm holding it down for the Philly, okay? I ain't dropping no names. Y'all already know it's Mooley on this motherfucker, okay? I ain't dropping no names. It's okay, whatever they let them gas them, but we not. So let me tell them what bad dick is.
Bad dick.
Bad dick. Bad dick has room. Bad dick has an odor.
Oh, you thought you can't get no yeast infection.
Bad dick is missing some inches. But it could be missing some inches, but know what it's doing. If you missing the inches and then don't know how to work it, first of all, any man over, let me say, I'm going to give y'all,
26.
I was about to say 25. Perfect. You should know how to work the pussy, work the middle.
You had this dick all your life.
Okay? You had this dick for 25 good years, okay?
You using it in your hand, but wait too long.
Good dick, bad dick, don't know what it's doing. It's all over the place. The roll is right here. It's all over another fucking lane.
That's what the fuck it is, a drunk driver.
Bad dick will... Bunny fuck the fuck out of you and think he did something. Bad dick will be 2 seconds and then with no head, no foreplay, no nothing. Right. Just whip it out on him.
Baby, you ready for this?
Bad dick has no aftermath. Like, you just like, first of all, if you get irked in the middle of it, bad dick. Period. If you irk, bad dick. And I'm going to pass this on.
All right, so most of y'all know I'm X-rated everywhere I am. So most of y'all know what my version of good dick, bad dick, but my version of bad dick is really just that dick that leaves me no spark, no memory. I don't even remember I fucked you. You just walked up to me. I don't even remember I talked to you type of dick, okay?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah,
I got your number. Where? Bitch, where? I told y'all last time, I do not like feeling like I'm bumping coochies with niggas, because that's sometimes what it feels like. I do not appreciate that rough
shit that leaves my shit feeling like.
Bad dick is also inexperience. That's a good word.
That's a good word. We're going to use that as a word too. Experience as dick, okay? That inexperienced dick does shit like put his leg up on places where his dick can't necessarily reach. Where his dick is coming out the vagina and you got to put it in every 5 seconds. Horrible dick, okay?
Bad dick will buy the wrong condom because he's trying to flex.
Get a zero, dog. Shout out to Trojan Zero for these new...
I'd rather you buy your size, bro, and keep it real with yourself.
Bad sex. Bad sex is one of those things that should be a crime in my book because we know I like dick, but, you know, I'm just going to pass on. We're going to move on to the good dick because the good dick got way more pros than cons, baby. I'm just saying. I want it to hurt, okay?
Wait a second. That's that dick when you... Whoa, wait. You wasn't prepared. It's like, it get... First of all, most niggas that got good dick don't talk about them having good dick.
No.
They never talk about it. They just be like...
First of all,
they whip it out. You like...
Oh, my God. Up on you.
Right. That should be like, and then you look at it like, whoa, wait a second. What happened?
You
always have a nonchalant attitude. I mean,
first of all, what about when they got the good dick in the head? Be crazy.
Oh my God.
Bro, you like, I love you.
You like, I love you.
Well, y'all know I'm a kingster, so if you lick my ass and my vagina,
that's
right?
What you said on the last one, you want dick too.
You want dick. Oh, girl, and he got 2 speeds ahead, girl. I am in there like cookware. Where you going? That's where I'm. Good dick have you like, where are you going? Oh, you got a bitch. Listen, we go together. Oh, you got a bitch? Cool. I'm cool with that. We all go together. It's been.
I'll cook on Sunday. You can invite her over.
Tell her I said thank you.
Speaking of the good dick. Okay. Good dick in my mind. Actually, I want to speak about how good dick comes in weird packages.
Child.
Like, you might get some trash-ass
they
nigga.
Living with their mom. Listen, but when it comes down, listen, you with a good dick, you would do some strange
you
things.
You would sneak in his mama's crib for that dick. You'd be like... You'd be...
For good dick, you will fucking... Listen, yes. It's about getting cars out of repo,
taking your cell phone bills in the jacuzzi on Thanksgiving.
For that good dick. I just want y'all to inform y'all that my best friend, Miss Mooley, is taking pictures of her yams because that good dick got her.
That good dick told
her. It didn't got her, y'all. Yes, good dick will. See, it's very rare that good dick comes in a good package. Very, very rare. It ain't nobody. And the rarity is like, it's rare you find a rich nigga or a rich white boy or Arab with some
dick. It's always that.
It's always a broke nigga or a nigga that ain't shit but got a check.
Which brings me to my next factor. I read this meme. Right, you know what I'm saying? But I read this meme where this guy was talking about how women only had something to offer. And I see a lot of memes like that where they only got pussy to offer. And it made me think about all the niggas that I've dated who only had dick to offer. Literally.
That's it. Nigga,
so,
I fed you, clothed you, bathed you.
Made sure you got a job.
Gave you a window to go inside of.
All you had was dick to keep me mesmerized for like maybe you might have some women are different. Like I'm one of those.
Dick will have you fucked up.
Listen. Mesmerized. 2 years in. Okay.
I was good dick mesmerized for 4 years.
Four.
That was that bomb dick, bitch. That was not even good dick. That was it. Blew up. Oh. Zoe dick is the best dick. Shout out to my Zoes everywhere, okay? Because y'all coming through with that. What am I to cunt, okay? Y'all come through, okay? I'm Trini niggas too. Shout out to my Trini niggas. Y'all know how to cheat on a bitch and lay that dick down. I ain't gonna tell no stories, okay?
Listen.
That shit is ridiculous.
Yeah, shout out to my girl, my West Indian girl said no.
That shit
bad. Anyway, so I want to talk about maybe some of our experiences also with the good and bad. Like the good did, but it was a bad experience. It was a horrible experience. Like, you were so hooked, you was asking yourself, like, bitch, what am I doing here? Why am I parked in front of his house at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Bitch,
why did I just spend $21 for Uber to pull
up? Can I tell y'all? Okay.
Yes, tell me a story. Story time.
Story fucking time. This is a movie, baby. Okay, so the nigga knows I'm coming, right? It's one night. It's the good dick, so you know what it'll do. You're gonna come all times of the night. I get up there, but the nigga falls asleep because he waiting for me to get off of work. So I get up there, and I don't. He tell me he left the door open, but I don't remember which house it is.
Oh, you twisted?
I don't even remember. I wanted that dick bad as shit. All I knew is I was finding this house. When I tell y'all, I walked in people's houses that I didn't know. Knocked on doors, I didn't know who they was.
She was like, I'm ready to get shot for this.
Mind you, and that's what I was about to do, get shot, because it was the wee hours of the morning. Mind you, it's like after 3 o'clock. It's way after 3. It's after 3 o'clock because I didn't got off of work. So I'm up there ringing on bells, going in doors. I'm like, I know this it. Girl, I done got in the car, rode to the other end of the block, tried houses, came back. I said, no. I'ma find this dick. He not answering the phone enough and I know he sleep. So I said, uh-uh, the door is open. The door is open, honey. Whether he sleep or not, the door is open. He's waiting for me. Bitch! I was destined to find that door, okay?
Of course you did.
Of course I found the good dick. Of course I found it. Did I? Put me to the day. And of course he was sound asleep like a fucking baby. And I'm just like, I tried to let him sleep. But after being outside so long and trying to find, you know, wake that ass up, boy. Big mama's here. Wake that ass on up. Okay. And then we got popping for like a good till the sun came up. Period. Like, that's it. That's all. That's how you do it. Okay? That's how you keep coming back. Y'all got to give them something to remember. Y'all giving them what they corny ass girlfriend giving them or that whack ass old bitch. Get them something they going to remember because they going to keep coming back, baby. And then it's nothing. The good thing is yours. And it's nothing. And now I'm going to pass this motherfucker to my girl, Jessalala. Here you go.
Hello, everybody. So I got a host of like good dick fucking stories, but one in particular. It was similar to Mooli's story, but I was in a white folks neighborhood.
Shit, you was really trying to get shot.
I didn't have a car, so I had to catch the bus up there.
For the dick.
The bus stopped running at a certain time. So if I didn't get in that house, I didn't know how I was going to get home. He fell asleep. I'm banging on the door because I knew exactly where the fuck the motherfucker lived at. Girl, listen. I sit here and start throwing rocks at the fucking window.
We went all the way back to high school.
Listen, I'm going to get in. So, ironically, listen, I'm throwing the rocks. I'm like, bitch, I might break some. So, I knew he always left his car door unlocked. So, I'm like, let me do something to his car so his alarm can go off. Then his ass won't get up. I opened up the fucking car door. The alarm starts going off. His mom come downstairs. Hey, mom! I'm in a motherfucking trench coat and fishnets. How the fuck am I supposed to explain this to his mom, man? With some fucking Uggs on. I'm like, hey, mom. He in there? She like, come on in, baby. I'm like, shit. This is going to be a conversation they going to have in the morning time because what am I supposed to do? I mean, I thought I was going to wake him up, not his mom. Child, went in there. This nigga done fell asleep playing a game. Got it popping. Wake up the next morning. His mom talking a language. So they having a conversation. He keep laughing. And I'm like, nigga, what the fuck she saying? Because I know she's saying something out of pocket.
She was saying
Haitian.
Oh, she's Creole.
Yeah, so she was speaking Creole. All of a sudden, he like, oh, my mom said that you came in costume last night. So I think I might be having a grandchild. I said, you know what?
Yep.
Touche, mom. Touche. But other than that, it's just like, listen. I dress up for that dick. Listen.
Walk in the cold for that dick.
Hey.
For that house. For that dick.
Knock, knock, these peekaboo for that dick.
For that dick. Knock, knock, get your nigga for that dick. I'm going to my house for that dick. Come back in front of the dick. Baby.
And that's to be ready. Waiting for you on a silver platter.
What? Okay, so I've had a lot of bad stories, a lot of good bad dick stories. It's way too many to count, actually. let's see. I think we'll just talk about the most recent, okay?
The most recent.
I have an ex who has a abnormally large dick. Skinny as shit, but his dick is ridiculous. Ridiculous, okay? I mean, like, this nigga was mentally unstable on so many different levels. kids, and maybe like a slight drug problem. But let me explain to you how I went and chased this dick, okay? I was dealing with another guy who I had been dealing with for maybe about a year and a half, and he went to jail. And I'm about to spill all the tea. He went to jail. He was fucking some other bitch behind my back. So I decided, you know what? I'm going back to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Cause she not from the page, baby. So I went to Atlanta. His some tragic shit had just happened, and I literally used my last $200 to get to Atlanta from DC to chase this dick. I knew that in that process, like, I was
that
gonna
bitch
be
was on drugs for that dick. Gonna go broke for that dick. Bitch, I'm not hungry for that dick.
Nah, see, the good thing was he was very hospitable. He is from the South also. So when I called him and told him I was coming in with the dick, what the deal was, he was extremely, you know, open and kind. And literally the day after he we ended up in a relationship, and in about a year's hot time he turned my life upside down, basically. So in the conclusion, please girls, don't chase large dick. It's not safe for you. This same nigga also, I'm guessing this is what good pussy do, because I left him on numerous occasions, and one time he pulled a gun on me. Like, he was killing for that pussy, girl. He was in playing. So that was the end of that relationship, that good, bad experience.
I'm drunk as shit. I'm
it's this heat and it's the drunk liquor.
I can't feel the water no more. It's starting to get cold.
Oh, you drunk? Cause this water hot as shit. But anyway, so that was our second segment of good versus bad. Thank you, Miss Trix, aka Lala, and Miss P Mooley, aka at Mooley _
underscores, baby.
y'all know who it is. This is Ming Moolah. Y'all can catch me at Sensei Moolah or me X Moolah on Twitter. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Have a good holiday.
Don't celebrate the colonizers.
And power to the people, y'all. We out.
It's about that time.